Let's talk about the legacy of the Manosphere, the men's community, whatnot. It's a shame, boys. It's become a bit of a laughing stock. It used to be amazing. It used to be self-improvement. Let's all crush it. Let's get it. Let's become better. And look what it's become today. It's become an absolute laughing stock. Everyone's either gone to prison, been exposed as being on steroids, or now they're being honest about it, even though it's, you know, exposure. And we just realized how fake it all was. And let's be honest, about 100 people, 200 people, 300 people got rich, and everyone else just kind of consumed content. And it sucks. And people will say, but Chris, you benefited from it too. Yeah, I did. Absolutely no excuses at all. But the difference is I was trying to build a legacy. And this is why I'm making this message, because it's not like a boo-hoo, bottom lip out video here. I want to show you guys that, you know, there's hope. And we've got something here, because we just calculated that between the Onem guys and the guys that are in Onem Work, which is kind of the pre-step before, we've got about 200 members in there now. And with the average price and whatnot, I was doing some maths and I realized if we can get to 1,000 members, which looks as though it's going to happen very quickly, I would say realistic target 2 years, but hey, I'm going to push and try and do it in a year as always. You have then got £2.5 million extra coming in per year. Now, you guys know I put every penny back in. Like, I think that's pretty obvious right now. I'm trying to build a legacy. I don't give a shit about having a Ferrari or anything like that. I just want to build empires and put it all back in. We're growing, we're building, it's going to be crazy. Do you know 2.5 million is enough to go and get the London, New York, maybe even Dubai, Abu Dhabi kind of headquarters? And we can turn them into like a third space, Equinox, Soho House, Amman Resorts type structure, where you guys can go every day, work, network. You know, you have lunch facilities, restaurant, cafes. You have a balcony, indoor pool, outdoor pool, infinity pool that's heated. You have spa facilities, gym facilities, boxing facilities, coaches doing combat sports there. Beautiful women serving you coffees. Like, it's always been my vision, right? That's always what I've been pushing towards. That 2.5 million extra per year, if you do it correctly, and I won't give away my secrets on how to do it, but it's how every big hotel company and hospitality company does it. It's really obvious, but I won't give the secret away. If I go and use that money, we got a legacy play. And then suddenly this whole Manosphere thing, they're making fucking documentaries on us on Netflix, guys. It's embarrassing. I got asked to do a documentary the other day. They just want to take the piss and stuff. I was like, I'm not doing it, man. We finally would have something that we could be proud of. We'd finally have something that was a legacy play. And it would be like, what was all those videos and podcasts for? What was all the clips for? What were all those moments for? Why did we all do this? Right now, it seems like nothing. It was just a flash in the pan. It was pointless. It made 300 people rich and 280 of them have gone to prison. But this is the legacy. This is the stamp. Something good could have come out of all of this, and it wouldn't be a waste of time.